It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. June 13th. 1983, the Pioneer Space 10 probe crossed Neptune. That was the farthest man-made space probe ever to go that far. 1986, Activision finalizes their Infocom acquisition in what was called a very sour deal. Activision turned around and then sued Infocom shareholders. 1993, Microsoft and Time Warner announced a joint venture designed to combine the worlds of computing and television, perhaps shape up how much popular culture is delivered. It was a interactive television software which would one day allow consumers to bank, shop, surf the web, so on and so forth. Also in 1993, version 2.3 of the Pretty Good Privacy application is released. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like you, when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. Heading over to 2000, a series of Brazilian websites was hacked by Analista. 2003, Linus Torvalds announces the release of version 2.4.21 of the Linux kernel. New features would include support for AMD Opteron processors. Also in 2003, Microsoft announced that it was ceasing further development of Internet Explorer for the Macintosh. 2005, the Fedora project released the opening system, OS system of Fedora Core 4, otherwise known as Stens. According to software release notes, the operating system based on the 2.6.11 kernel is optimized for Pentium 4 processors, but would run on a machine as slow as 400 megahertz, Pentium 2. 2006, a man named Vincent Ferrari documents his attempt to cancel an AOL account on his blog over at insignificantthoughts.com. He recorded the phone conversation in which the AOL representative refused to cancel the account unless Ferrari explained why AOL hours were still active. Ferrari insisted that there is no AOL software still on his computer, and then the representative then asked to speak with Ferrari's father, who had originally set up the account. Conversation would later be aired on CNBC, with reporters later trying to have a different account canceled, and they would be hung up on immediately. Also in 2006, music piracy had been contained. Well, according to an article in USA Today, Mitch Bainwall, who was the CEO of the RIAA, said that although the problem had not been eliminated, file sharing is flat. And in 2007, Jeffrey Brett Gooden is sentenced to 70 months in jail. He's the first person to be convicted under the CAN-SPAM Act for a phishing scheme as he was posing as an AOL billing representative. And in 2014, P.F. Chang's confirms a data breach of 33 stores. Alex Kibalko, the ex-Microsoft employee who leaked early copies of Windows 8 to a French blogger, was given 3 months in prison and a $100 fine. And Facebook Messenger adds the 15-second videos to their Facebook app. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.